Greg Kingle back with Stephen Spadek. So, Stephen, what are some of the main aims and objectives of yourself and Brooke and the rest of the team? Yeah, well, if it's anything like Australia, there's a lot of disillusioned voters out there, or perhaps former voters. I know I'll say it on the record, I don't vote in Australia, and there's a hell of a lot of people like me because we feel that some of these people aren't worth voting for, frankly, so we sort of do a silent protest and not vote. And so how many tens of thousands or... Yeah, I don't understand your point of view. So basically, she's well educated, but she's also personable, and from all accounts, Brooke seems to be in the race for the right reasons, does she not?
Provides an enormous number of services to people who are absolutely not entitled to be here. And it is incredibly expensive. We are overrun. We simply can't afford it. It's just simply a matter of the fact that the ship is going down. We simply have to unload some of the services and programs that we can't afford, or the whole damn ship's going to go down.
Sounds like Sydney, Australia. So, on that point, I think it's a worldwide phenomenon, except for some of these third world countries where they've got no money. But in these so-called sophisticated countries, there's all this money coming in, and the government finds endless ways to basically flush it down the toilet at times. What's Brooke's connection with Australia? I understand she's got some background here.
Well, she certainly does. Brooke's stepmom is from Melbourne. Her mom was born 45 years ago in Melbourne, and she lived for several years in Yeppoon. Now, not a lot of folks over here know where Yeppoon is, but it's a place up there in the tropical part of Australia. There's a resort area. Her father was the general manager of a very nice resort, and Susan Adams. Her maiden name is Susan Lofthouse. In fact, that's the name on Susan's passport. She still carries an Aussie passport, and in fact, I can report to you that despite her husband of several years, I think about 7 years of pestering Susan, that why don't you be over American, her response has never wavered. I'm an Aussie, I'm always going to be an Aussie, we're never going to change.
Between Australia and America, we've got it all covered. You've got the universal appeal, but it's all going to get down to California in the end. What's the Brooks and your team's stance on privatization versus government? What do you think the balance should be, or should it be totally one or the other on services such as education and utilities?
Privatization, with the exception of those things that government does well, that government does best. Providing for the protection of the citizens, an army, police force, the protection. Those are things that a government does well. Education, those are things that a government does well. They're well that need a private enterprise does. But those areas, those natural areas that the government lends itself to, we think there should be certainly government control, government provision of services. The problem is, Greg, that so many additional and ancillary agencies and bureaus have been established literally to protect people from themselves. I call it the stupid man rule. We've got rules and regulations to protect the stupidest person in California.
Well, they're up there, but hopefully there's not too many of them. You do wonder at times, though, don't we? You have to be enough smart ones to make the right choice when it comes to voting day. So what would be some of the first steps when yourself and Brooke's team, if you were afforded the luxury of winning the top job, what are some of the first matters that you would attend to?
Absolutely. Number one is our crisis, our fiscal crisis. The first thing we've got to do, Greg, is call the legislature into a special session with one purpose, and that is we are going to overhaul our fiscal programs. We're going to overhaul our tax structure. Look, has recommended and has proposed a bold initiative called a flat tax. It basically means regardless of what your income is, you will pay a specific percentage of your income. Everybody pays like a sales tax. Now, naturally, there's a lot of concern that the poor folks will have to pay some taxes. The problem is it's an insidious cancer on a society when you've got a large block of people pay absolutely nothing. And we have a large group of people, and I'm not saying that it's not well-intentioned to provide and protect for the less fortunate, but when you create a safety net, as we have in California, that is so all-encompassing, so broad, that people absolutely can't fail, well, I have never met a business that the business leader hasn't said, you know, I learned more from my failures than my success. If we take away the necessity, we take away the mother of invention. If we make life so foolproof that there is no pain, if we make it so you don't have to pay a dime for government services, and if you're at a certain end of the scale, you have zero, interest in that government other than the fact that it's there for a handout.
Yeah, what sort of safeguards would you put in place to make sure that privatization didn't go berserk and you could end up with some of that corporate corruption that we're so familiar with?
Well, that's a very good point, and that leads to certain industries like
Here in Australia, the bureaucracy isn't quite so bad. We're actually well on the way to achieving a $12,000 government grant to pursue my company's media interests. So we feel that that's going to be money well spent. I thought we'd just touch on that, but on the other hand, you've sometimes got governments handing out large grants for things like studies on tadpoles and all sorts of weird things. So it's nice to know that sometimes money goes into the right hand. So Stephen, in summary, some of the top couple of points, Brooke and your team should be elected to the governorship of California as October comes closer.
It goes like this. We've got a candidate who is going to unite the generations that is going to inherit California. We think that they are ready to lead it now. They have proven that in the wars in the Middle East. They have proven that with their powers and technology. They have proven that with the way they're building the economy. That generation is ready to go. They have their leader. Her name is Brooke. She is going to call the legislature in a special session. They're going to deal with the fiscal crisis. They're going to be making significant and painful cuts that is going to keep the ship from sinking. And the thing that your listeners have got to know, Greg, the ship is sinking, and that ain't good for America, and that ain't good for Australia.
That's right. Yeah, well, we're happy to report in the interest of fair media coverage for all. We will be making the interview available for worldwide consumption, so you spread the word once we get that internet available. And it's been a pleasure dealing with you and the whole team, and we look forward to monitoring your progress. And we'll be linking that into that as well off the website for Media Man Australia. We wish you all the best, and we will be in touch again in the future. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Bye for now.